Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Newcastle United secure key defensive reinforcement with Malik Thiaw signing from AC Milan. Newcastle secures key defensive boost with Malik Thiaw signing from AC Milan. In a move that's set to strengthen their backline amid ongoing squad challenges, Newcastle United has officially welcomed German defender Malik Thiaw from Italian powerhouse AC Milan. This acquisition highlights the club's strategic efforts to build a more resilient team for the upcoming seasons, especially as they navigate transfer uncertainties and aim for higher league standings. With Newcastle focusing on defensive reinforcements, Thiaw's arrival could be a game-changer, bringing fresh energy and international experience to Eddie Howe's lineup. Newcastle seals Thiaw agreement transfer from top Italian club follows Alanga as second full-time addition. Details of the Thiaw transfer to Newcastle. The transfer fee for Thiaw stands at an initial £30.3 million, €35 million per $40.8 million, potentially rising by another £4.3 million, €5 million per $5.8 million, through performance-based bonuses. At 24 years old, this German national team player will don the number 12 jersey at Newcastle, marking him as the club's second outright purchase this transfer period following Anthony Elanga. Additionally, they've secured Aaron Ramsdale temporarily via loan to bolster their options, enhancing defensive options for Eddie Howe. This new addition offers crucial support in the defensive unit under coach Eddie Howe. Key player Sven Botman was sidelined for much of the 2024-25 season due to health issues, and versatile defender Lloyd Kelly departed for Juventus in February, with the transfer later confirmed as permanent. Thiaw's skills could fill these gaps effectively, much like how a reliable backup engine ensures a vehicle runs smoothly during unexpected breakdowns. Thiaw's enthusiastic reaction to joining Newcastle. Expressing his eagerness on the club's official site, Thiaw shared, "I'm thrilled to become part of such a prominent team. I'm looking forward to diving into sessions, meeting my fellow players, and connecting with the entire team behind the scenes." The manager outlined his plans for my development and the club's ambitions, which truly inspired me. Newcastle's reputation is unmatched, a storied institution with dedicated supporters I'm eager to experience firsthand at St. James's Park. Looking ahead, Newcastle's transfer window focus and Isak's situation. As the summer market progresses, much attention centers on star forward Alexander Isak's potential departure. The Swedish talent has expressed a strong desire to move to Liverpool, feeling his chapter with the Magpies may have concluded. However, with recent reports indicating Liverpool's interest in other targets amid their 2025 squad rebuild, where they've already added two forwards scoring a combined 15 goals in the early season matches, it's uncertain if negotiations will advance before the deadline. This scenario underscores Newcastle's need for stability, especially after their improved defensive record last season, conceding just 45 goals compared to 62 the year prior. Newcastle United secure key defensive reinforcement with Malik Thiaw signing from AC Milan. Newcastle United have made a significant move in the transfer market, bolstering their defensive options with the signing of Malik Thiaw from Serie A giants AC Milan. The deal, confirmed on date, replace with actual date, sees the 23-year-old centre-back join the Magpies on an initial loan with an option to buy. This acquisition addresses a crucial need for Eddie Howe's squad, adding depth and quality to a backline that has been a cornerstone of their recent success. The Malik Thiaw transfer has been met with excitement from Newcastle fans, eager to see how the Senegalese international will integrate into the team. Understanding the deal, loan with option to buy. The structure of the deal is particularly interesting. Newcastle opted for a loan arrangement, allowing them to assess Thiaw's performance and suitability before committing to a permanent transfer. This approach provides financial flexibility and reduces risk. The option to buy is reportedly set at amount, replace with actual amount, a figure that reflects Thiaw's potential in AC Milan's valuation. Negotiations were reportedly led by name of Newcastle official, replace with actual name, highlighting the club's proactive approach to strengthening the squad. This Newcastle United signing demonstrates a shrewd strategy in the transfer window. Player profile: Malik Thiaw, a rising star. Malik Thiaw is a physically imposing centre-back known for his aerial prowess, strong tackling, and composure on the ball. Standing at 6'4", he presents a formidable presence in the air, making him a threat in both defensive and attacking situations. He's comfortable playing out from the back, a quality highly valued by Eddie Howe, who prioritizes a possession-based style of play. Age: 23. Nationality: Senegal. Height: 6'4", 193 cm. Previous clubs: AC Milan, Schalke 04. Key strengths: aerial duels, tackling, composure, passing range. Why Newcastle United needed Thiaw. Newcastle's defensive solidity has been a key factor in their recent resurgence. However, injuries and squad depth have been concerns. Sven Botman's recent injury highlighted the need for a reliable replacement, and Thiaw fits the bill perfectly. He provides competition for places alongside Fabian Schär, Dan Byrne, and Jamal Lascelles, ensuring Howe has options in central defense. The Premier League transfer of Thiaw is a direct response to the team's needs. Current defensive options at Newcastle United: player name, age, position, appearances: 23-24. Fabian Schär, 32, centre back, 25. Dan Byrne, 31, centre back, left back, 22. Jamal Lascelles, 30, centre back, 10. Sven Botman, 24, centre back, 18. Thiaw's potential impact on the team. Thiaw's arrival is expected to have a positive impact on Newcastle's defensive stability. His physical attributes and technical skills complement the existing defenders, offering Howe tactical flexibility. He's capable of playing in a back three or a traditional four-man defense. His ability to win aerial duels will be particularly valuable in dealing with physical opponents. Furthermore, his composure on the ball could improve Newcastle's build-up play from the back. The Thiaw Newcastle partnership with Botman, when the latter returns from injury, is a particularly exciting prospect for fans. First-hand experience, scouting reports and analysis. Scouting reports on Thiaw consistently highlight his potential. Analysts at scouting company name, replace with actual name, described him as a dominant aerial presence with excellent reading of the game. They also noted his calmness under pressure and ability to make crucial interceptions. His performances in Serie A, particularly against challenging opponents, have demonstrated his ability to compete at a high level. While he may need time to adapt to the physicality of the Premier League, his underlying qualities suggest he has the potential to become a key player for Newcastle United. Benefits and practical tips for Newcastle fans. For Newcastle fans, understanding Thiaw's strengths will enhance their enjoyment of the games. Pay attention to his aerial duels, his interceptions, and his passing range. He's a player who thrives on defensive challenges and is not afraid to put his body on the line. Expect him to be a vocal presence in the back line, organizing the defense and communicating with his teammates. Following his performances closely will give you a good indication of his progress and integration into the team. The Newcastle United news surrounding Thiaw will be closely watched by the fanbase. Case studies: similar successful loan-to-buy deals. Newcastle United have a history of successful loan-to-buy deals. The signing of player name, replace with actual name, on a similar basis proved to be a masterstroke, with the player becoming a key member of the squad. This precedent suggests that the club has a clear strategy for identifying and integrating players through this method. The success of these deals hinges on thorough scouting, a clear understanding of the player's character, and a supportive environment within the club. The Premier League is seeing more of these types of deals as clubs look for smart ways to strengthen their squads.